For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mushtahid. After a successful week-long pilot project that happened last summer, a water taxi service between Pointe-aux-Trembles and the Old Port will return on a longer basis this year. It is scheduled to operate from mid-May until mid-October. The Crown Corporation that manages ferry services within the province says the service provider must have shuttles capable of transporting about 100 passengers and 30 bicycles an hour. Residents of Pointe-aux-Trembles will have a 22-minute trip to the Old Port, a trip that can take at least an hour in heavy traffic. The Government of Canada is investing in the Digital Literacy Exchange Program, a multimillion-dollar program that provides digital skills training to those who are at risk of being left behind by the rapid pace of digital technology, such as seniors, people with disabilities, newcomers, and Indigenous peoples. The government's $151,000 investment will be delivered in the Gaspé and Percé regions and will reach approximately 425 participants, with a focus on low-income individuals and those living in rural and remote communities. In national news, two teenagers died while snowmobiling over thin ice on a frozen lake. The accident took place on March 5th, just after midnight, in Lake Muskoka, close to Gravenhurst, Ontario. As five locals were riding their snowmobiles on top of the frozen lake, their vehicles ended up plunging through the ice and into the water. The accident resulted with the death of both 15-year-old Alexander Martin and 11-year-old Mitchell Paris. According to CTV, the two victims were alive as they got rescued from the water, however, they died at the hospital. The other three people involved in the accident successfully swam to shore. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.